It's long been known that the death rate is higher for black mothers and their babies during childbirth than for white families. But now, a team of researchers looking at data out of California find that racial health disparities around motherhood impact black women, both poor and rich, regardless of income. The study was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, and Laura Wary, an assistant professor of economics and public service at New York University, is one of its authors. Laura, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you and your colleagues looked at outcomes for births in California with first-time mothers and infants. Your working paper was released in the fall, and from there you were able to see this relationship, I guess, between a mother's health and their income. And one of the most striking things that you found had to do with race. Tell me more.
Yes. So we looked at the relationship between family income and maternal and infant health overall. But the really striking findings from the study were when we looked at how that relationship differed across racial groups. And while we do find that income is protective and tends to be associated with better health for infants and their mothers, we saw that this income differences could not explain the differences in outcomes that we see across racial groups. Non-Hispanic Black families at the highest income levels in California were faring much worse on many maternal and infant health outcomes than sort of the poorest white families in the state. Mm. And so this was a really stark comparison that jumped out from the data.
I mean, one would imagine that wealthier families, wealthier women, have access to better health care, and that would apply to Black wealthy women equally to any other wealthy woman. Why do you think wealthy Black women still had such tragic outcomes when it came to infant mortality?
I think there are a lot of potential factors at play here. And while we're not able to directly answer this in our study, I think there are a lot of questions about whether even these wealthy Black families have access to the same high quality healthcare that high-income families from other racial groups have access to, whether they're experiencing discrimination in the healthcare setting, or whether this may just extend to other types of discrimination that they're experiencing throughout their lives leading up to these pregnancies. So I think it indicates that there are larger structural factors at play here rather than just having access to the same income.
You know, the structural factors that you're talking about, some people also refer to as systemic racism or racism inside the system that Black women face across all income groups. You know, to put a face to that, I remember when we heard Serena Williams speak out about a complication she had during her birth and delivery and how she had to fight to get it addressed. You know, you also looked at the difference between other countries in the United States, one of them Sweden, where low-income and immigrant women have healthier pregnancies and babies than even rich women in the United States. And it just made me wonder, what are they doing differently? Why is this?
So that is a great question. And we looked at Sweden because it's another high-income country that is known for having very positive birth outcomes. Sweden has a much more generous safety net. It also has less income inequality. So it's hard to know exactly what is driving these differences. But I think that's a really interesting finding because we know that the healthcare system is often on the frontier in the United States, and there's been a lot of research and development in improving outcomes for women and children. So it's a real puzzle why we're not seeing those sort of same outcomes achieved even for these highest income women in California.
I was reading in Sweden that most of the prenatal and even the labor and delivery is done by midwives. Is there something to that? And also that in Sweden they have culturally appropriate doulas.
I do think that there are large differences in the models of prenatal care and delivery in the two countries. And so I would suggest that it might be interesting to sort of revisit our prenatal care model and see if there are lessons that we could pull in from their setting.
Laura Wary is an assistant professor of economics and public service at New York University. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me.